2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Winston Ossoff is constantly moving around the kitchen of his restaurant.
It's called Greek House, and we are located in 2654 West 4700 South, Taylorsville, Utah.
He came to the U.S. in 2014 as a refugee from Pakistan. He thought his wife and son would be able to follow soon after.
He's about a year and a half when I left him, and he got tired talking to me over the Skype.
Years passed.
He said, you know, the one skill that I have, I cook good Greek food. And here it is, I start this restaurant.
He opened during the pandemic. Chamber West and the city of Taylorsville had a program to buy local. When Winston went over to City Hall, he met State Senator and Economic Development Director Wayne Harper.
And he looked at me and says, well, I have a wife and I have a son, but they've been back in Pakistan for years and we've not been able to get them here. So I called Senator Romney's office up, and then things started to move very quickly once we made a few phone calls and explained the situation.
This March, Winston got his family back.
Our prayer got answered, you know, and I'm thankful for all the people who helped me with this journey.
And he jumped up and ran over to me and he said, my wife, my son, they came yesterday. You must meet them.
They feel really blessed to be here.
Several people came in for lunch as we met in the restaurant.
The food that I made here, you're going to get the same food every time. That's the reason that I decided to go for Greek food, because I'm consistent on it. And here I am.
A lot of regulars, including Becky Gertler from Chamber West.
I did bring my son with me to the ribbon cutting because school was out that day, and he loves Greek food too.
You can see the new Taylorsville Temple being built from the window. Winston is a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. There aren't that many in Pakistan.
This is a land of opportunities. It's not something that you dream and not happen. You have to wake up and work for it.
I think what he said was key is making sure that you show up and get the work done, because that's when you see amazing things happen.
Trials makes you strong, and you know, trials bring you more blessing, and I think this is the time for me to get my blessings.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.